You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Welcome to the podcast, folks. If you're just joining us for the first time, praise God and welcome to you. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, and more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, if you do get something out of today's show, please think about donating anything. You can donate, always helps. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, and of course, you could buy me a cup of coffee if you want to do that as well. We have multiple options to donate. So don't ever let that scare you away. Your donations are always welcome, no matter what it is, folks. Okay, let's get into today's podcast, folks. We've been seeing the start of what I think is World War III. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Dated Thursday, June 19th, 2025. Yeah, we're already there. We're almost halfway or three-quarters of the way through June. The headline reads as follows: "The specter of nuclear war, World War III, looming large on the June horizon." This is very, very, very true, folks. We're on the cusp and on the brink, I should say, of nuclear war. This is very, very scary. On the one hand, President Trump, through the Zionist regime there in Israel, because the Zionist regime there in Israel owns pretty much, bought, bribed, paid for three-quarters of Congress. That's why everybody is pushing for World War III, for us to get involved. On the other hand, if we get involved in World War III, and if China steps in, because China and Russia are allies of Iran. And don't forget who started this, who always starts the wars, folks. Forgive me for saying this. It is Israel. Israel's Mossad and their Zionist government. And again, folks, again, this is for entertainment purposes only. I have to say that in this podcast. But folks, you have to understand, the Zionist government of Israel wants to start war. Iran, again, and I did a podcast the other day as well. Iran was in the middle, still in the middle of peace negotiations, and Israel doesn't like it. They're paranoid as always in the Middle East. They're always starting something. They decided to go ahead, and they decided to bomb Iran. And then that's when Iran countered and started bombing them, and both sides are hurting right now. But Israel's taking it bad. Israel can't keep up anymore, and as always, they drag us into a war, because they start a war and we finish their wars. That's how this goes. So let's get into today's podcast, folks, and I'll give you some analysis as we go through here. Again, the title on the article by naturalnews.com: "The specter of nuclear World War III looming large on the June horizon." So let's dig into this, okay? The warmongering Zionist state of Israel is hell-bent on conquering the entire Levant using U.S. armed forces. There we go. As its cat's paw to advance the greater Israel project, as well as to carry out regime change in Iran, just like recently they pulled off in Syria, installing Mossad operative as a ISS leader of the new Zionist puppet government. There you go. Just like I was saying, you know, the people of Israel are good, just like the people of Iran are good, but the governments are no good, folks. The governments are crappy. I'm just going to say that. The people are good, but the governments are no good, especially in Israel. For the collective education and edification, let's first address this very important expectation of the root of geopolitical cause most of the world's serious problems are today. Okay. And again, here we go, folks. Here we go. The entire planetary civilization is being held hostage by a warmongering genocidal death cult. And again, I'm just going to say some things here. You might agree or probably disagree, but that's okay. Next, for the highly evolved spiritual consciousness beings and people, this is what's coming, whether you agree or not. We're in the most dangerous week of the year. And then we are June 15th through the 21st. This is the most dangerous week of the year right now because they're going to decide, President Trump's going to decide what's he going to do. He's already approved the strike plan. I just got the word of that earlier today, but they have not finalized everything. And don't forget, folks, here in the United States, they cannot go to war unless they get an act of Congress. Congress has to approve, Senate and House have to approve the majority to say, okay, we're going to approve this, we'll approve you to go to war. And again, how is the Zionist state of Israel planning on drawing the U.S. military into a full-blown war with Iran? False flag terrorism alert? Yes, they might do that. The neocons of the CIA are now putting together talking points? Yes, they will. That Iran and sleeper cells launch terror attacks in the United States. Well, this is all planned, folks. This is all planned. And Iran doesn't have a lot of sleeper cells over here. This is bought and paid for and made up, just like Mossad. Mossad, let me explain something. For those folks joining me for the first time, welcome. Mossad is like the Secret Service over here. They're like the deep state, the Secret Service. Mossad's even done, and other news agencies around the world have reported on this, mostly Arabic agencies, is Mossad will go ahead, pretend they're from, let's say, from Iraq, or pretend they're from Iran or a country that Israel doesn't like. Mossad will launch, and the guys will wrap themselves up, but they'll launch, they'll disguise themselves, launch rockets into Israel, and this is the PSYOP, PSYOP meaning psychological operation. They'll launch missiles into Israel and say, Israel's being bombed by Iran, it's the Houthis, it's this, it's that, it's all of these different organizations again and again and again, and they don't tell you it's their own people causing the conflict so they can drag our butts in the war, our butts meaning the United States military. You know, the neocon Zionist warmongering perps have echoed speech-ending war against Iran as on the evening of Friday 13th, 2025. And then every day before President Trump's birthday, the long-planned Armageddon miraculously aligned with the utterly fake end-time prophecies. And that's kind of where we're going here. You know, they're pushing this and pushing this because they want to totally take over the Middle East. They want to take over everybody. They want everybody afraid. And Iran is the stronghold over there in the Middle East. And they don't like them because they're a Muslim country. But not only that, they don't like them because they claim they were working on nuclear bombs and this and that. Israel has the right to defend itself. But on that note, folks, Iran has the right to defend themselves. Palestinians have the right to defend themselves. You know, and again, over there, just like in Palestine and the Gaza Strip, they're being beaten, they're being killed. They're being shot. They're being killed. The Israeli army, folks, is absolutely vicious and shows no mercy. And people will say, well, Eric, you don't understand. We get attacked 24/7. You get attacked 24/7. No other country around there really attacks you. Yeah, you might have some things that you had done and you provoked. You provoke. That's what Israel's doing, folks. They're provoking other countries. So yeah, they might have some rockets and missiles, but there's months and months and months where they're quiet. And again, if they're too quiet, again, Mossad will disguise themselves as Muslim extremists and terrorists and different things and start bombing minor areas and blow up their...
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Our own country. That's what they do. You have to understand this. This psyop that goes on is worldwide, folks. We've got it perfected. Israel certainly has it perfected. A lot of other countries do, but they don't do that. You have to look at China. China's the biggest boy as far as population on the planet. They've, instead of fighting other people's battles, they've focused on their people. They've focused on China. They've let everybody else go out there and destroy themselves. You look at China right now, they're technologically highly advanced. They're probably 5 or 10 years even past the United States right now, that far advanced, at least 5 years or more. And people don't understand that. United States has fallen apart because war after war after war. Again, because the Zionists that control our Congress, that control our Senate, they're the ones that control everything. So there's massive pressure put on the president, whoever the president is, to basically shut up and play ball. If you don't shut up and play ball, then what's going to happen to you is you will no longer be president. We'll make sure you get impeached or taken out or this or that. And this is exactly what's going on, folks. And that's what you have to understand, that it's absolutely positively crazy. You know, it's absolutely crazy. And of course, the $64,000 question, this real-time and rapidly unfolding apocalypse is whether the following things will come true, whether Trump helps facilitate God's chosen ones and it ignites Armageddon. But so far, we're seeing this often deceptive, we're seeing an often deceptive theater by Trump, which we all know he can change on a dime. Trump changes his mind on a dime, and clearly Trump knows one thing's for sure. The GOP is very tenuous, political majority in the House and representatives. And so Trump's very, very lucky. As far as the cowardly Antichrist Netanyahu, no one knows for sure where the heck he is at the moment. Now that Israel wring his friggin' neck in the aftermath, so many salvos of the Iranian missile strike in Tel Aviv and Haifa and different places like that, you know. And again, but it's the globalist neocons who are not only mad as hell, but because that's exactly the notorious synagogue of Satan is located. And again, that's there in Israel. It's the fact that these genocidal nutcases really have their fingers on the button. And this is the truth, folks. This is the truth. They have our lives on the button. They have their fingers on the button. Our lives hang in the balance. That's where we have to understand they are truly nutcases over there. And again, I'm not talking about Israel itself. I'm just talking about the government that runs the show. Just like in Iran, you have an Ayatollah. He's religiously nuts. And forgive me for saying this. You know, this is a Christian podcast, but he thinks totally different. He's religiously nuts, and he doesn't have an understanding of military and war. And you have to understand, these rich people, folks, are always, always, always for war, as long as it doesn't hurt them, hurt their families, or get them dirty, or get their hands dirty. They don't care. They don't care about the average person, the people that are listening to this podcast, for example, around the world, you and me, and this podcast goes all over. It's global. They don't care about us, folks. They absolutely don't care. They pretend to, but they don't. As long as they have their riches, their wealth, their family, and they don't have to get their hands dirty. And if something happens or looks like it's going to happen to their country, they can escape. And those are the four or five most important points. They don't care about anything. So like, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think, folks, of the podcast. It's that time in the podcast where if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and you want to truly, truly be saved, it's that time. This is known, folks, as in Christianity here, this is known as a salvation prayer. If you want your soul to be saved through Jesus Christ, take a second, find a quiet place in your house, in your room, in your car, your truck, wherever you're at, and just repeat after me, folks, please. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And folks, congratulations if you just repeated that prayer. Congratulations to you. You are now saved. I have a couple, just a couple before we go here, folks. I have a couple of suggestions since you said that prayer and you're now saved. I have just a couple of suggestions for you, folks. The first one is, find yourself a Bible, a Holy Bible, folks, and find yourself a Bible and find, you can get one if you're here in the United States. You can get one online, excuse me, through Amazon for under $20, or else you could get one, I'll tell you the second option, you can get one, find a church that believes in Christianity, and a good Christian church, and you can get one through the church, and find a church, a good Christian church, attend the church, and then you can approach the pastor, associate pastor, a member of the church, a deacon or a family member or somebody that's a member of that church family, and ask those members of the church and say, hey, I'm strapped, I'm tight on money just like I am as well, I'm on a budget, and could you help me, could you please help me get a Bible? Could you provide for me a Bible? And they're more than happy to do that, folks. They would love to do that. And the next thing, once you get a Bible, you found a church, you get a Bible, then what I'd suggest you do is write down some questions. And the next time you attend church, and get with one of the pastors or members of the congregation, the church, or associate pastor, or get with a deacon, get with a just a member of the church, anybody there that talks to you. Usually they're always friendly at these Christian churches. They're always very friendly folks. And just ask them, say, I have some questions. I have some concerns or questions. I just got saved. I listened to some guy's podcast. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Now, what do I do? Where do I go? What do I do? How do I do this? I've never done this before. And they will sit you down and they will tell you. And just write down your questions. Why did they crucify Jesus Christ? When is Jesus Christ coming back? What does Revelation mean? When will the world end? You know, I've heard upteen trillion questions. These are all great questions. How can I be saved, or how can I save other people? And that's some of the questions. Anything and nothing is off limit. You can ask these members of the church you're attending. Ask them anything. Feel free. Write them down. Get with the member, and then you can ask them any questions you like, folks. And the last the last and final step, I would say, would be plan to get yourself baptized. And I've heard a lot lately, that's when I was on TikTok, of about people wanting to be spiritually baptized but not water baptized. It says in the Bible, you should be water baptized. The water signifies the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that's what the death, the resurrection, and the death, that's what baptism symbolizes. So that's very, very important. That's something that you do once you're going to church. You're a member of the church. They might have you attend a Bible study program first before you decide to get yourself baptized. But think it over, pray about it, but I'd highly recommend that. Okay, folks, that's it. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations, if you got anything out of today's podcast, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. And if you need more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. God bless you, folks. Take care. Until next time, that's it. See ya. Bye for now.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.